Welcome to the Single Parent Podcast, Navigating Life as a Single Parent. I'm your host, Jasmine Kuza, and in this podcast, I dive into the unique challenges and triumphs of single parenthood. I'm tackling a topic for many young single parents in this episode, and that is how to juggle your social life and parent life. Now, when I was 19, I got pregnant with my son. And his father was 38 at the time, and he was a married man, and he had three kids from his marriage, and he was messing around with me because their marriage was kind of falling apart. So, we were messing around, and I kind of knew from the beginning that I was going to be a single parent because I always thought that him and his wife at the time were going to make it work. And that wasn't the case. Me and his father ended up moving in together because I did want to try to be a family and give my son that family. And we moved into his father's aunt's house, which was a casita in the backyard. And I ended up staying for a month and then leaving because he was just very abusive and I didn't want to put up with that. Regardless of the relationship I had with my parents, I knew I couldn't raise my child alone. So I ended up moving back home and living with them. So as a mother, and especially a single mother, I learned that you can't raise a child by yourself. It takes a village to raise a child. And whether you create that village yourself or that village is blood family, you're going to need that village and that foundation in order to carry you and your child to the finish line. Creating a support system and exploring ways to build a network of friends, family, and community resources for assistance and emotional support is key in order to be a successful parent and accomplish everything you want in life. Now, I had my son during COVID, but when I graduated community college during COVID, I ended up transferring to Cal State Northridge, which is my 4-year that I'm at right now. And I never knew that the people I had classes with, I would be calling my second family because they play such a crucial role in my child's life and raising him. In order for me to like do school, I couldn't have done it without them because they would help me babysit my child in order for me to go to a class or like do a shift at the radio station that I had for one of my classes, or go to like do a lab for this one other class. So they play such a crucial role in that aspect. And sometimes your biological family, your blood family, is not always there, and people have problems with their parents at times. So having your friends as your second family is such a blessing. It has literally helped me in so many ways and for me to be able to grasp opportunities. And yes, I do have an okay relationship with my parents, and the thing that matters is that they love their grandchild and I can count on them for many things. Because I do commute to school, and it's very far. And sometimes I need to leave Blue with my parents so I can be able to go to school and really focus on what I need to focus. And when it comes to school, I feel like balancing schoolwork and parenting responsibilities is so taboo, and people always struggle with that in parenthood. And the first thing you need to do before juggling anything else other than your kid is just setting realistic expectations for yourself and goals. Now, when I was going to school, I had no idea how I was going to do it. I wanted to go to school out of state, but having a baby and then being an emotional wreck from an abusive relationship and going through my mental health problems, I knew I couldn't like move out of state and be okay. So I went to my second dream school, which was Cal State Northridge, and it was kind of close to home. I was able to commute, you know, and going to school, I would actually set my classes. When scheduling my classes, I would always schedule my classes 2 times a week because I only wanted to come in person 2 times a week because it would allow me to spend more time with my friends, have time for myself, and most importantly, be a parent because I wanted to live those through my son's milestones because he was so young. I wanted to see his first steps and him talking and all that other fun stuff that comes with being a parent, you know? And I would always take consideration into scheduling my classes and also take into consideration because my parents do watch him from time to time, take into consideration their schedules and when they work. So I would always schedule my classes for Thursdays and Fridays during the first semesters. And then when my mom's schedule changed, because she mainly watches my son Bloom, I started doing classes Tuesdays and Wednesdays. It worked out fine. It worked out perfectly by the grace of God, and that's just what I do. But as a parent, as a young parent at that, you know, being a parent isn't my whole personality, and I feel like a lot of parents do make being a parent their whole personality, and that's something that we need to stop doing because yes, we are a parent first, but you know, I'm Jasmine, you know, and that's who I am. Apart from being Blue's mom, I'm Jasmine. You know, I was not always Blue's mom. I was Jasmine at birth. I think like when I was born, I didn't know I was going to be Blue's mom. You know, we can't predict the future, but it's like I need to be myself at times. And it has, there was times where it's worked when I included my child in my social life because I was able to take care of him, but also go out with my friends. And it's worked, like getting my child involved in my social life. It's helped a lot. But also, my therapist tells me, like, you know, we got to have time for ourselves and figure out who we are and discover ourselves. And sometimes when we're by ourselves, it's we learn so much, and you know, we got to celebrate our small accomplishments and the goals we reach. And you know, I can't take my son out to get drinks with my friends or go to clubs and do fun, wild shit that like 20-year-olds can do, you know. And as much as I do want to, maybe someday, but not now, you know, it's like it's good to always have that alone time with my friends because, you know, sometimes my son looks at me and my friends when we're talking and venting about school and personal life, and obviously he's not gonna understand, he's not gonna know what that like because he's only 2, and there's like probably like a 20 or 19 year difference between me and my son. And, you know, ho hopefully he doesn't have to go through the things I go through, but, you know, I wish that I was more established. But, you know, as a single parent, you make things work, you make time, you know how to schedule. Scheduling is very crucial as a parent, I think as any parent, you know, and you just go with the flow at times as well. Because even if you fail, tomorrow's a new day and you're always going to wake up and start a new day. And you know, we live by the rules, we don't die by them. So breaking away from your child once in a while is, you know, not the worst thing in life. And yes, I do get mom guilt. I think like a lot of parents feel guilty leaving their child, but we also got to remember that, you know, being a parent is a job. It's a job. Yeah, we don't get paid for it. You know, we're parents 24/7, but it's also rewarding as well. And celebrate our small accomplishments. Like, accomplishments that I like to celebrate is, enrolling my son for daycare. I would consider that accomplishment, or, teaching my son how to eat and talk and drink out of a cup. Those may seem like the smallest things, but in reality, it's one of like the biggest things. And, as parents, we forget to celebrate those little milestones in life. And, if you're doing your job as a parent right, you deserve to celebrate you. And that's just honestly how I feel. And navigating social activities is basically a big part from, your school or work life. Social life is very crucial as young parents because we start to feel depressed and unloved and unimportant. But if you have time for your social life and you have friends and family around to hang out with, then that's really going to boost your spirits, and then you're going to feel recharged and fresh to take on more parenting responsibilities. They say that it gets harder as they grow older, but I think that learning to manage your time and things you love, it will get easier. I've had people tell me, "Oh my God, you make motherhood look like a breeze." Like, people say, "I don't even look like a mom. Like, how do you do it?" And I say, "You know what? Sometimes the village that you have really creates a set foundation for you and your child to get through all the obstacles and hurdles in life." And having communication is really a big part of it too. For me to accomplish school, because I'm a senior now, and I honestly couldn't have done school without my friends and the help of my professors, because like there was times where I would have to take my son to class because daycare got so expensive to the point where I couldn't even afford it anymore, and they just kicked my son out of daycare. And having understanding professors is really play a very crucial part in my college career, because I was able to go to class and have my kid by my side and able to pass my classes and do my work. And honestly, I think having my son in class helped me focus more, as weird as that sounds, because like he was involved, but he would also make me focus so I get my work done faster, and like I was able to get out of class and leave early. So that's kind of like the pro of like everything. So yeah, just ha involving your child in those things and having your village is just really the key elements in order to be a successful parent and young parent. So thank you for tuning in to the Single Parent Podcast, Navigating Life as a Single Parent. I hope today's episode provided valuable insights and support for your journey as a single parent. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and together we can navigate the ups and downs of single parenthood. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes where we'll continue to explore relevant topics, and follow me on my social media, the Single Parent Podcast, on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you.